This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday his administration has helped broker an agreement for the Port of Los Angeles to become a 24-hour, 7-days-a-week operation, part of an effort to relieve supply chain bottlenecks and move stranded container ships that are driving prices higher for U.S. consumers. Ports in Los Angeles and Long Beach, California account for 40% of all shipping containers entering the United States. Biden called the commitment to become a 24/7 operation a big first step in speeding up the movement of materials and goods through our supply chain. But he said the rest of the private sector chain now needs to step up as well to help goods move faster. Finance ministers from the group of 20 economies on Wednesday pledged to keep economic stimulus policies in place to ensure recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. The meeting of finance ministers and central bank governors is being held at a time when suppliers are struggling to meet renewed demand and bottlenecks are causing shortages of key materials and pushing prices higher. The World Bank estimates 8.5% of global container shipping is stalled in or around ports twice as much as in January. IMF Chief Kristalina Georgieva said the lag in vaccination rates to contain the pandemic in developing nations is contributing to the supply constraints. And as long as it widens, this risk of interruptions in global supply chains is going to be higher. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Norway's acting Prime Minister Erna Solberg condemned the attack by a man who used a bow and arrow Wednesday to kill 5 people and wound 2 others in a small town near Oslo. Solberg said it's too early to speculate on the motive. Kongsberg police chief said there have been a confrontation, or had been one, between officers and the assailant, but he did not elaborate. Such attacks are rare in Norway, but it has suffered far-right attacks. The Syrian Defense Ministry says one Syrian soldier was killed and 3 others were wounded in an Israeli air attack on the Syrian province of Homs on Wednesday evening, according to the Syrian Defense Ministry. In a short statement on his Facebook page, the ministry said the attack targeted a communications tower and caused some material losses. The incident came days after Syrian state media reported that Syrian air defenses intercepted an Israeli missile attack above the Homs countryside, wounding 6 Syrian soldiers. People who got the Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine as a first shot had a stronger immune response when they boosted it with Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. A study by the National Institutes of Health showed on Wednesday. The study, which is preliminary, hasn't been peer-reviewed, is the latest challenge to J&J's effort to use its COVID-19 vaccine as a booster here in the United States. The finding comes as an advisory group to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration prepares to meet later this week to discuss the merits of a booster shot for Moderna and J&J's vaccine. The United States said Wednesday it was providing an additional $26 million to address the humanitarian crisis in northern Ethiopia. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the assistance will enable humanitarian agencies to help many of the estimated 6 million to 7 million people in need in the north. The Ethiopian federal government has been engaged in an armed conflict with forces of the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front for nearly a year. And Canadian actor William Shatner and 3 other people flew to space Wednesday aboard the second passenger flight operated by Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin. The fully automated flight lasted about 10 minutes and took the all-civilian crew about 100 kilometers above Earth. The 90-year-old, the oldest person to go into space, described it as an experience, something unbelievable. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.